Hello, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much for this warm welcome. So I'm Julien Hoc, software architect at Zscaler and committer on Eclipse Zeno. And yes, and I'm here with my colleague Yuan.
Hello, everyone.
So Yuan is also at Zscaler. He's the main developer of ROS Z, the project we will demonstrate today. And Yuan is also, of course, maintainer on RMW Zeno for us. So what's the journey we had to go to ROS Z, right? We started working on Zeno, of course. I guess a lot of you heard already about Zeno, right? Or probably using it. And we developed RMW Zeno for ROS 2 with the help of Intrinsic. We collaborate with Intrinsic for this, with you and me. And first, let's have a dive into the lasagna plate, as Esteve called it, the big lasagna of ROS 2 with all the layers that we have. User application on top based on several different API in different languages, C++, Python, Java. The RCL API, which is a common layer for high-level concept in ROS, like actions, parameters, names. And the RMW, which is an abstraction of middleware, and under which you have your middleware implementation, traditionally based on DDS, starting with FastDDS being the default currently, Cyclone DDS as another option. And in the last years, we worked on a Zeno middleware based on Eclipse Zeno. And Eclipse Zeno is developed in Rust, right? So we have Rust at the very bottom on this architecture. And because all the Rust stack starting with RMW are developed in C and C++, we leverage in RMW Zeno, Zeno C, and Zeno CPP. And the core of RMW Zeno is developed in C++. How is it developed using Zeno? It's quite simple. Zeno provides PubSub, provides queries based on what we name key expression. Key expression is just a string with slashes as separator. So Rust needs a convention to use Zeno in the way to express all the ROS concepts in Zeno. So topics, service, and names are mapped on key expression. In this key expression, you can find the domain ID, which is still used. You can find the namespace. You can find the topic name. But you can find also the topic description with a type name, string, for instance, and a type hash. That's the way RMW Zeno is mapping all the ROS concepts into Zeno. For graph declaration, when you declare a node to be discovered by all other nodes and publisher, subscriber to be